Now an animated logo appears in three-dimensional gold letters, Fox Video. Spotlights on either side of the logo point skyward and wave back and forth. Now a message appears. The following film has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to fit this screen. Another logo of a towering block of gold letters, 20th Century Fox. Hollywood spotlights crisscross their shining skyward beams. Titles appear, a Robert Harper production, a Daniel Stern film. Rookie of the Year. Our view fades in over a sunlit baseball stadium surrounded by the leafy trees and apartment buildings of a city in spring. A huge sign on the stadium reads, Chicago Cubs. More titles, starring Thomas Ian Nicholas, Gary Busey, Albert Hall, Amy Morton, and Dan Hedaya. As players in warm-up jackets jog across the freshly mown outfield, a work crew walks a bright blue tarp off the infield. A giant red and white logo on the tarp reads, Cubs, with a C encircling the other letters. Also starring Eddie Bracken, Bruce Altman, Robert Gorman, Patrick Lebrecht, and Daniel Stern. People start to fill the park as the grounds crew rakes the dirt around home plate and chalks the foul lines. In the outfield, a player plays catch with a fan in the stands. Casting by Linda Lowy, costume designer Jay Hurley. Outside the curved front of the stadium, a red sign reads, Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs, opening day, Cubs versus Giants. Music by Bill Conti. Film editors Don Camburn, ACE, and Raja Gosnell. Production designer Stephen Jordan. Director of photography Jack N. Green, ASC. Executive producers Jack Brodsky and Irby Smith. Written by Sam Harper. Produced by Robert Harper. Directed by Daniel Stern. In a souvenir shop, a woman wearing a blue Cubs sweatshirt fills the shelves with pinstriped uniform shirts, caps, and pink-haired Cubs trolls. As game time approaches, the upper decks are still almost empty, but fans of all ages fill the lower sections. Young kids in Cubs hats, too big for them, stare down at the players practicing on the field. A large man with a sour look on his face listens to a transistor radio.
Opening day at Wrigley, and oh, what a sight! The diamond, the decorations, and the dread of yet another losing season. Oh, Ernie! It's Fritzing out again! You were supposed to fix this thing. Will you hurry up? Will you hustle, hustle, hustle? Somebody get me a coffee, please. What?
I think this is going to be the season for the Cubs.
You think it's going to be the season? Why would you think that? We haven't won a pennant since 45 and a series since the...
1908. I just have this feeling.
You had a feeling. He's got a feeling. Cancel the coffee. Get me what Ernie's drinking. He's got a feeling about...
We're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air live. I'm Cliff Murdoch.
On the field, the Cubs pitcher looks into the plate.
David Pierce will be facing Giant leadoff great Clayton Kyle.
$10 as Kyle knocks it out of the park.
All right.
The gum-chewing pitcher winds up.
And there's the first pitch of the season. Ooh, Kyle got a hold of that. Is it enough? It's going back. Back.
Murdoch snatches Ernie's 10.
Back. Has it got the distance? It's going. Going. Going.
Rowan Gardner makes the grab. Unbelievable.
Come on, Henry.
Oh. Carrying a ball and glove, Henry runs down a street after his two friends.
Watch out.
They speed a baby carriage through an alley.
Wait up, guys!
Oh, George, you're gonna wreck it!
They turn onto a sunlit sidewalk.
Come on, guys.
Good luck today, Henry.
Thanks, Mr. Banks.
What's in the baby carriage?
Our baby!
Grinning, they careen the carriage down the busy sidewalk.
Hang on, hey, coming through!
Out of the way, out of the way!
A tall, pretty woman steps out in front of them.
Hey, not so fast. Where do you think you're going?
Mom.
Hello, George. Hello, Clark.
I got a game.
Yeah, Henry thinks that he's actually going to play today.
David Rosenthal starts Hebrew school this week.
Well, it would be great if you got to play, but honey, If you don't...
Yeah?
I'm gonna let you do the laundry when you get home.
You're too kind, Mom. Come on.
Have fun.
Your mom is so cool.
Yeah, she's all right.
Hey! Wait, wait! Sunblock!
As they watch, she underhand tosses a tube of sunblock high in the air. Henry looks up to catch it, but it lands far behind him.
Nice catch, Henry.
Yep, you're gonna get a lot of playing time.
He's gotta put me in. It's either me or Windermere.
Oh! Windermere! Windermere! Oh! Windermere! What's wrong with him? You moron! You imbecile. Time out, time out! Rowan Gartner, get in the right field!
Henry grins.
Windermere, you come on in here!
The scrawny Windermere runs toward the dugout. George and Clark cheer from the scoreboard platform.
Yeah, Henry! Come on, Henry!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Oh, my gosh!
I can't believe they're letting him play.
Hustle on into the dugout, and I don't want to hear about no asthma, neither. All right, chuck it in there, baby. Chuck it in there, baby. Come on.
Henry.
Okay, Deezer, let her rip! Throw in the cheddar! Come on, right in the kitchen! Come on, get in the big, high, stinky...
Just shut up!
The center fielder glares at him.
Chuck it in there, baby. Bring it on, baby. Bring it. Bring him some heat. Show him what you got. Chuck it in there. He's got nothing.
The batter hits a fly to right.
Sure.
I got it.
Go back.
Backing up, Henry spins around.
I got it.
Come on. You can catch it.
I got it.
He slams into the outfield fence and falls down.
Get it.
The ball is right under him, but his hat brim covers his eyes. He turns around searching and finally finds the ball. Standing, he spins wildly. The coach frantically waves.
Throw the ball! Home!
Henry heaves the ball over the outfield fence and out of the park. Everyone stares.
Is that play legal?
Later, the skinny, dark-haired Henry comes home.
Hey.
Glumly, he joins his mom in the kitchen.
How's the game? Well, what does that mean? Did you get to play?
They put me in right field.
So how'd you do?
Let's just say I made the play of the day.
That bad, huh?
I can't even catch a fly ball.
So? Maybe you're not cut out to be an outfielder. Maybe you should be a pitcher, like your father was.
In my dreams.
He heads out.
Hey! Laundry.
Mom.
Smirking, he grabs a full laundry basket from the counter and carries it downstairs to the basement. Putting the basket on the floor, he starts tossing clothes through the round front door of a washing machine. Then he notices a small cake of detergent in a soap box in the basket.
What's this? The Cubs are bringing in their right fielder to pitch? Henry, Gardner. The entire season is resting on Rowan Gardner's shoulders. Bottom nine. Two out. One on. Full count. Rowan Gardner takes a long look at the runner at second.
From across the room, he hurls the soap.
Strike one!
Later in the kitchen.
Honey, dinner's almost ready.
You're going out again?
Yeah. You gonna be okay?
What's the occasion?
It's our 3-week anniversary.
3 weeks? Congratulations.
Hello?
What have you got against Jack?
Mary?
He's moving too fast.
Henry, hey!
Now, the 3-week anniversary is the, that's the necklace anniversary, I believe.
He hands her a box.
Oh, Jack,
Inside is a gold necklace.
Oh, Jack, this,
Yeah, let me put it on you.
This is too much, thank you.
Henry winces as they kiss.
Okay, honey, in bed by 8:30 and do all your homework.
She kisses Henry's cheek. Jack razzes his ear.
You are gonna love this restaurant, Mary.
As they leave, Henry shuffles upstairs. Outside, Jack leads Mary to his car.
I think Henry is really starting to like me.
Henry watches from his window.
Oh, Mom. Not Jack Bradfield.
All right.
The broad-shouldered Jack struggles to fit into his sporty red Miata. Bummed, Henry turns away. The next day, in a crowded school cafeteria, Henry, George, and Clark carry their lunch trays to a table. As Henry sits, he catches the gaze of a very pretty girl with long blonde hair and blue eyes. She sips milk through a straw.
Hi, Clark.
Hi, Edith.
Another girl sits next to Clark. Henry keeps staring over at the pretty girl. She smiles shyly, then giggles with her friend. George turns to Henry.
Why don't you talk to Becky, Freak?
We have nothing in common.
So?
So, what are we going to talk about?
Talk about the boat. Her dad has a boat. We have a boat.
We don't have a boat. We have wood in the vague shape of a boat.
Cammy Harrell told me that Becky Fraker doesn't think you're very ugly.
Forget it, guys. She doesn't like me. And besides, she's not that hot.
Not that hot? She's stacked.
Henry smiles.
Just look at her sipping that milk. Milk's done that body good.
Henry sighs. Later, outside at recess, Henry walks with Clark and the others.
Hey, look, it's Becky and Tiffany.
Clark points. George waves at the girls.
Hi. Hey, Rowan Gardner.
The center fielder.
Good game yesterday.
Clark turns to Henry.
Don't worry about it. I mean, that kid's a dork anyways.
Hey, Rowan Gardner! Catch!
With a baseball bat, the kid hits a high fly ball toward Henry. Henry glances at Becky, who stares back anxiously. In slow motion, we see him start to run after the ball. The older kid laughs and points as Henry runs across the grass looking up at the ball. George, Clark, and Edith stare and urge him on. Becky bites her lip. Henry runs straight toward another baseball, which lies unseen on the ground ahead. The fly ball starts to come down, and Henry reaches out his hands, but he steps on the other ball, slips, and goes flying. His friends gape. Becky claps her hand to her mouth. Henry flails around and puts out his right hand to break his fall. His arm buckles, and he lands hard. Later in a doctor's office, Henry sits up. A cast covers his whole arm, which is propped in the air like he's waving.
Radial fractures of the ulna, assorted rotator cartilage damage.
How long will he have to be in the cast?
August, minimum.
Oh, no.
August? That's like 4 months.
Henry has to take it easy. I want those bones to set correctly.
This is going to be a great summer.
He looks at his cast. Now, Henry rides in his mom's van. His bent arm sticks out of the window. At school, Becky and Tiffany giggle as he walks past, his cast in the air. His baseball team waves.
Hi, Henry! Hi, Henry!
In class, everyone puts their hands down. Henry stays propped up. At home, he tries to scribble his homework with his left hand. Weeks later, his cast is dirty and covered with kids' writing. He sits on a couch, wincing as he sees his mom and Jack Bradfield kiss. Another day, Henry, George, and Clark leap happily out of the van onto a city sidewalk.
Come on, let's go, Henry!
All right, okay.
Henry's mom leads them across the street to the doctor's office, where he gets his cast taken off.
The bone is fine. But the tendons have fused with the humerus.
George and Clark horse around.
Is that bad?
It's unusual. Let's take a look. Okay, let's start with the fingers. Good, good. Now raise the arm. Good, good. Now to the side. Good. Now bend at the elbow. Good, good. And now rotate from the shoulder slowly.
Henry's hand smacks the doctor in the face. The doctor holds his nose.
Oh, funky butt-loving.
Did he say funky butt-loving?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Are you all right? I think what's happened here is that those tendons have healed a little tight. I've never seen anything quite like that.
I'm really sorry.
Go. Please, just,
come on.
Just go.
You guys, come on. Let's go. Quickly. Quickly.
Yeah,
come on.
Henry?
I am so sorry.
What have you ever noticed
Hey,
before,
I'm going to want to see you on 3 weeks.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nurse?
Later, the boys run down an up escalator.
Here.
Henry's mom hands him an envelope.
What's this?
Happy cast-off day.
What is it?
Come see it!
Oh, my God!
Later, the three boys ride an elevated train. Now they run across the street to Gate D at Wrigley Field.
Come on, guys.
Up a ramp, the baseball diamond lies before them.
Whoa, gosh, it's huge.
Oh, man, look at how green it is.
Wrigley Field. This is great.
Later, a Cubs pitcher on the mound grips a rosin bag. The boys sit in the outfield bleachers.
You think they'll pull it out today?
Definitely. They got Stedman on the mound.
All right.
Stedman, a mean-looking, sandy-haired guy, hurls the first pitch. The batter whacks the ball high and far. It lands in the upper bleachers for a home run.
Come on, Mark, get through the heat.
Stedman clutches his shoulder in pain. In the bleachers, a fan holds up the ball.
Go it back! I don't know, they're saying it.
Bleacher rules, you can't keep a home run hit by the other team.
Go it back!
The fan throws it. It doesn't even reach the field.
How was that?
I can throw better than that.
Well, that's going to bring Rocket's earned run average to about 300 or so, which equals the attendance here today. What a team.
Poor Mr. Carson. His last season as team owner. He must be really depressed.
Oh, boy! Fish! 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 Look! A decoder ring. I got it out of the Cracker Jack box. It fits on your finger like...
Mr. Great? Carson in the owner's roof box.
Man's turning into a Cracker Jack.
Okay, Uncle Bob.
Come on, what is this? Get the game going. What's going on?
If we don't sell out every game for the rest of the season, we are going to have to forfeit the franchise.
Forfeit the franchise? Just when I'm about to take over the team? No money, no team?
We need a miracle, sir.
Throw him the cheese! Throw him the high! Stinky Limburger!
Stedman slowly turns around.
Rocket! 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 Rocket!
He turns back, shakes his head, and throws to the Montreal batter. The batter launches it to left. The Cubs manager throws down his hat in disgust. The ball lands in the bleachers again, and George gets it. George winds up to throw, then stops.
Wait a sec. This game is on cable. Here.
Clark.
Sure, I'll throw it and get razzed. Here, Henry, you throw it.
Okay. Here goes.
Henry stiffly pulls back his right arm. He and his friends gape. With an anxious look, he lets the ball fly. It shoots like a bullet from his hand straight across the diamond and into the mitt of the catcher. Everyone in the park freezes, staring.
Oh, my God!
The runner stares at the catcher, then slides into home.
Dave!
Did you see that?
All the players stare out at Henry.
Somebody just threw a frozen rope from the bleachers to home plate. That's got to be 435 feet.
Duncan! Bring me that arm!
Hey, kid!
What the hell was that?
Huh? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. My tendons, they're too tight.
What's your name, kid?
Henry.
Shut up, George.
You trying to show me up, Henry?
No, come on, guys. Just get out of here.
They take off. The angry guy's friend holds him back.
Watch out!
He'd kill you.
Thanks.
Well, I just figured out why the Cubs lose every year. They got more talent in the stands than they do in the field. Who threw that?
Now in an office.
Did you find him?
Oh, no, he left already.
Did you get a name?
Henry, but...
Henry, what?
Look, nobody in the bleachers knew, sir.
How are we going to find him?
Sir, this Henry is just a child.
What do you mean a child? What do you mean a child?
He's a child. He's a little short, young person. He's 10, 11 years old.
I take this business very seriously.
If you are joking, I swear you're going to end up selling wieners in the nosebleed section. I'm not joking, sir. Really, this Henry's just a kid. A kid? Kid. Excellent. Find him.
He grabs the assistant's jacket and shakes him. Later in Henry's yard, Henry pitches to George and Clark, who wear helmets and sofa cushions.
Rowan Gardner checks the runners.
And the bitch.
His mom and Jack arrive.
Hi, honey.
Mom, watch this.
Wait!
They duck. The ball zooms over their heads.
Gosh, Henry. You can play for the Cubs.
Jack drops his grocery bag. Later.
It's incredible. A real tryout with the Cubs. He's going to be thrilled. Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Fish.
Yeah. I am worried about Henry. This arm thing is weird.
This arm thing is fantastic. Cheers.
What's with you?
Nothing.
Later, a man comes to the front door. Henry jogs up from the basement and goes to answer it.
Hello, son. I'm looking for Henry Ruhlenfurter.
Henry Rohengartner?
Yeah, is he here?
I'm Henry.
The man stares at him.
I must be looking for your father.
My dad?
Jack shows up in his sporty red car, which is so small that he has to crawl out the door head first.
Here we go. Sorry I'm late.
Smiling, he jogs up to the front porch.
Sal Martinello, right? Jack Bradfield. I am a huge, huge fan. Come here, Henry. Henry, this is Sal Martinello, the manager of the Chicago Cubs.
Henry's eyes bulge.
And this is Henry Rohengartner, the next Nolan Ryan.
Later, on a baseball diamond, Martinello clocks Henry's pitch with a radar gun. 101 miles an hour.
Holy Christmas. Who is this kid?
Jack. He is a golden goose.
This kid's incredible.
Just think of the possibilities, Jack. A 12-year-old kid playing in the major leagues.
I know.
103.
Wow. You are going to be his manager.
Jack looks at Mr. Fisher.
And managers, Jack, get 10%.
10%?
One more.
All we gotta do is get the contract signed.
Well, that's no problem.
Hey, kid, how would you like to pitch for the Chicago Cubs?
Great! But I gotta ask my mom first.
He's gotta ask his mom first.
In a hallway, Henry and his mom push through a crowd of reporters.
Jack, you didn't tell me it was going to be such a thrill.
Oh, I didn't know. Stop worrying. It's just part
It'll
of the goodness.
It's Larry
Gardner, Larry Fisher. Great news, great news. I got Pepsi, Kellogg, and Reebok foaming at the mouth for a piece of the kid.
Which piece?
TV cameras follow the wide-eyed Henry as he enters a press conference room and walks to a podium with microphones on it. His mom and Fisher stand next to him as he gapes over the top of the podium with a room full of reporters and photographers.
He can't even hear on the top of the podium.
Jack finds a step for Henry to stand on.
Hey, hey, who are you?
Hi, I'm Jack Bradfield. I'm Henry's manager.
Henry's mom stares at Jack in surprise.
What? Didn't I tell you that?
The question is, can you pitch?
Well, my dad used to play.
Semi-pro? Pro?
I'm not sure, but he was a pitcher.
Yeah, Henry. How about you? Any experience?
Well, I play Little League
for the Pirates. Hey, look, it's Rohengartner.
Carson, we've all seen these publicity stunts before. How do we know Henry isn't here just to sell tickets?
I can pitch.
In a hospital, Henry's doctor stares at the TV.
Prove it.
The reporter tosses Henry a baseball.
All right, I will.
Fisher takes the ball.
You want to see him pitch?
Come out to Wrigley.
Daytime outside Wrigley Field. Henry and his pals leap out of his mom's van.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
They stare up at a huge Cubs billboard.
Come on.
Hey, wait.
Henry, Clark, and George race off. Henry's mom runs with them along a sidewalk to the players' entrance. Jack huffs and puffs behind them.
You ready?
Can't we just say goodbye here?
No, I want to make sure you get in okay.
None of the other Cub moms are going to be there.
His mom smiles.
Okay. You got too big on me.
She leans over and kisses his forehead.
Bye. Have a great game.
All right. Hey,
okay,
hey.
Okay. I'll see you guys up there.
Bye.
Finish.
Bye.
Henry knocks on the huge double doors. A man swings open a round Cubs logo porthole.
Autographs after the game.
Wait! I'm Henry Rowengardner.
The man stares at him.
Well, why didn't you say so? Oh, that's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Henry glances at his friends. Slowly, the metal doors swing open.
Come on in!
Henry steps inside.
Come on, guys.
Can't come in here. Players only.
The locker room's right at the end of the hall.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
George and Clark gape in disappointment as the doors swing shut. Inside, Henry strolls down a hallway, his bat and gloves slung over his shoulder and a ball in his hand. Grinning with delight, he steps into a locker room. It's crowded with Cubs players suiting up.
Hi!
They all stare at him.
I'm Henry Rowengardner. I'm the new pitcher.
Hey, where's your mother?
Henry looks around in wonder.
Wow. Stan Oakey.
Big, pumped-up guys put on their uniforms.
Oh, my God, it's Billy Frick.
Henry stops and stares.
Chet Stedman? Unbelievable. Mr. Stedman, can I have your autograph?
He holds out his ball.
Could you sign it, Rocket?
I don't do autographs.
Henry's face falls.
Raffenboozer.
Henry turns to the manager.
Your locker's over here.
The pot-bellied Martinella stands near an open locker. Henry walks over. He can't believe it.
Brigma.
In a supply cage with a sliding door, a skinny guy with sideburns gulps a bag of sunflower seeds.
It's Phil Brigma, pitching coach. I beamed him in the minor leagues, and he's been following me around ever since. Brigma, this is Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Brigma.
Welcome to the big show. Now, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of sweat. But eventually, I'm going to mold you into one of the greatest 12-year-olds that ever played this game.
His eyes bug out. Seeds spill from his mouth.
Shut up. Let's get out there.
Henry turns and looks in his locker at a man-sized Cubs uniform on a hanger.
Wow.
Starting to undress, he looks at the player on his left and gapes at the guy's muscular 6-foot bulk. Then he looks to his right at another guy just as big. Henry peers meekly down at his own small body. Later, he steps out with a grin. His uniform, shirt, and pants are long and baggy. He puts on a cap which falls over his eyes.
Yes!
Meanwhile, fans of all ages arrive at Wrigley Field. Vendors sell T-shirts and souvenirs outside. One man has a Cubs logo painted on his bare chest. A small man in a wheelchair wears a Cubs jersey. Parents lead their children across a street to the stadium. Hundreds of fans give their tickets and pour inside through the turnstiles. On the mound, Chet Stedman winds up and hurls a pitch. The batter whiffs. Now, up in the broadcast booth.
Wow! Look at all these people!
Sell out!
Jack!
We're one for one.
Well, mark it down, folks. August 11th, 12-year-old Henry Rowengardner steps in front of 35,000 fans at Wrigley Field to become the youngest person in history to play Major League Baseball.
Okay, baby, put a ride in his kitchen. Go to work. Come on, baby. Yes, Rocky. All right, come on. Put a ride in his kitchen. Yeah. All right, do the do. Give them the cheese. The high, stinky cheddar.
Yeah.
Stedman pitches. The batter smacks a base hit through the left side and runs to first. Taking a wide turn, he retreats to the bag. Stedman glares at Henry. Henry licks his lips nervously and backs down off the dugout steps. Stedman's teeth grind below his bushy mustache.
You are a bum, Stedman! Get him out!
In the dugout, Henry settles down on a bench. Stan Oki comes over.
Hey!
The tall Oki stares down at Henry with a threatening look.
You're in my seat. Pitchers over there.
Four mean-looking pitchers sit at the end of the bench, staring at Henry. He gives them a big, toothy grin.
Hey!
At the other end of the bench, Martinella answers the phone.
Yeah?
Put the kid in.
The kid?
Put in what's his name? Henry!
Look, he's not ready, Fish. I
don't care. We got a sellout crowd, and they're not here to see Chet Stedman. Now!
Chewing his gum angrily, Martinella hangs up.
Rosenbagger! Warm up! You're going in.
Henry's eyes bug out. Stedman watches his pitch get driven deep into the right field corner. Two runners score easily. As the right fielder's throw comes in, the batter sprints for third and slides just under the third baseman's tag.
Safe! He's safe!
I'm sticking a fork in him. He's done. Call in the kid.
Right.
Brickma climbs up the dugout steps and starts making hand signs. He grabs his crotch, then twists crazily around, waving his cap like he's swatting a fly.
What's Mr. Brickma doing?
Henry watches with a bullpen catcher.
That's the signal, kid.
Brickma taps his forearm.
You're in.
I'm in?
Henry blinks as if in a daze, then starts across the outfield toward the pitcher's mound. His new shirt, white with blue pinstripes and a cartoon bear cub on the shoulder, hangs loosely on him. On his back is the number one.
Henry, so cute.
His friends and his mom watch from a high luxury box seat. Henry's new teammates stare at him as he crosses the infield. On the mound, the manager, Martinella, waits for Henry with a baseball. Henry looks up at him. Martinella towers above, chewing gum and scowling down at Henry. He leans over and stares into Henry's eyes. Henry's mouth hangs open as he gazes up at Martinella. The manager puts the ball in Henry's glove and heads back to the dugout. Alone in the middle of the diamond, Henry slowly turns and stares around him at the sellout crowd that fills the stands. In the on-deck circle, a huge, burly, unshaven New York Met with arms like tree trunks takes his practice swings. Henry gapes in horror as the batter, Hado, steps to the plate.
Let's go, kid! Where's your mom sitting? This one's for Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!
Henry's mom waves. Gazing at her, Henry takes a deep breath. Calmly, he looks into the plate. He holds the ball with a two-fingered grip. The catcher holds up his mitt, and Henry goes into a full windup. He kicks and throws. Hado crushes it.
Wow!
Henry and the crowd watch the ball sail out of the park.
Rim and weep, kid!
Hado drops his bat and starts his home run trot around the bases. Wide-eyed, Henry stares into the dugout. Hado rubs his eyes like he's crying.
Man, what are you kidding me? I eat fastballs for breakfast!
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he must feel so horrible.
It's all right. In Chicago, we get used to this sort of thing.
Carson smiles. On the mound, Henry picks up a rosin bag and juggles it, making a cloud of dust. Another batter, not so big, steps to the plate. Henry's arm trembles as he looks in. Martinella and Stedman watch nervously from the dugout. Henry kicks and delivers. It pegs the batter on his ankle when he falls in the dirt.
I'm sorry!
That was a hit by pitch. Hit your base.
Ooh, that stings.
The batter hobbles to first. In the owner's box, Larry Fisher frowns. Stedman turns to Martinella.
This is a joke.
Come on,
kid.
The catcher walks out toward Henry.
They gotta take me out. I can't do this.
That's not my call, kid. Just rock and fire. Come on now, let's go.
He jogs back to the plate.
Hey, come on, kid. Throw the heat.
From the stretch, Henry takes a look at the runner who has a short lead off first.
We don't have a chance.
The batter waits, ready. Henry winds and delivers. The ball sails over the catcher and hits the backstop.
Oh, no!
It's a wild pitch, a very wild
pitch!
White's on his horse! He's headed for third!
The catcher picks up the ball and guns it to the third baseman, who slaps the tag on the sliding White. Henry sighs with relief and notices the other Cubs jogging toward the dugout.
Richard nails White for the final out, and the Cubs go on to win!
All right, Henry! Way to go, Henry!
Rowan Gardner throws a homer, hits a man, throws a wild pitch, and still manages to get the save, and the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 5-4.
You're gonna have to teach him.
Teach him what?
To pitch.
I'm not playing wet nurse to no 12-year-old.
You're not playing much of anything these days.
Brickman is the pitching coach.
Now, key to being a big league pitcher is the three R's. Readiness, recuperation, and conditioning. You see, after the game, a lot of guys like to ice up their arm. Still other fellas think that heat is the way to go. But I have discovered the secret, Henry. Hot ice. That's right, hot ice. I heat up the ice cubes. It's the best of both worlds.
Another day. In the school cafeteria, Becky and Tiffany sit at a table.
Hi, Henry.
The three boys freeze.
Come on, sit here.
They drop their trays.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm not sitting over there.
What?
Henry.
Don't worry about it.
Henry, over
It'll
there.
Be fine. They're just girls.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Okay.
Good. Good.
George stares at Tiffany. Clark gapes.
George, don't.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Roger.
How's it going?
Not bad.
She called you Roger.
So?
You have the meatloaf?
Meatloaf? Did you hear that Jimmy Rogers got a pencil stuck up his nose?
No, I didn't hear that.
They had to use pliers.
Ow.
Yeah, the eraser's still up there.
It's pretty nasty.
What's that thing Clark's carrying around?
Oh, it's something for this boat we're working on.
You have a boat?
Yeah, kinda.
We have a boat, but I always have to ride it with my parents.
Oh,
tell them to take her for a ride. Ask her to go for a ride.
Henry opens his mouth to speak. Becky gets up.
See you.
Bye, Roger.
Bye. Man, you were this close!
When the boat's done, I'll ask her.
Later.
You're such a chicken, Henry.
Oh. You guys are both chickens.
Oh, come on, you know you like eating.
Whatever.
But where are you going?
The three friends walk along a lakeshore, lugging an outboard motor in a blanket. They set it down.
Whoa! You sure your dad said it was all right?
Henry and George look at Clark, who smiles.
Let's just work on the boat.
Together, they lift the motor and prop it up next to an old rowboat.
Whoa. Do not crash it, please. Yes. Okay, go get me a screwdriver.
Okay.
Which one?
Flathead.
All right, I'll start working on
that right there. Red one.
Later, they run home.
Come on, man.
Hurry.
Go. Oh, man, I'm going to be late for practice.
My mom's going to kill me.
In the empty stadium, the Cubs are already practicing as Henry shows up.
Go, dig it out.
Wearing his baggy uniform, Henry gazes around the field in wonder. In a batting cage, Brickman steps up to hit.
No, no, no. Morgan, give me a hit.
down. Eye on the ball. Now bring it to me.
The ball hits the cage and comes down on his head.
See what I did there? Huh? You see that? All right. Now, give me the good stuff.
Another pitch. He stumbles around and looks at his bat.
Third time's a charm.
He waves the bat.
Let the big dog eat.
The pitch. Now the manager walks with Henry.
You're going to be working with Stedman today.
Henry grins widely.
Hi, guys.
Stedman glares back.
By the way, you're fined $500 for showing up late to practice.
$500? That's like 6 years' allowance.
Later, Stedman watches Henry throw some practice pitches. Stedman squints at the catcher. He eyes Henry thoughtfully as Henry winds up again. The scene changes to a day game. A San Francisco Giant smashes a run-scoring base hit off the Cubs' pitcher.
Gartenhoser!
On the bench, Henry smiles, now in Carson's office.
They're sending Henry in!
Yeah, we're gonna go sit closer so you can see better.
Come on, let's go get seats.
Seats? You mean down on the field level? No, yeah. No, please. That's too dangerous.
Why?
Me, the owner of the Cubs, sitting down with the fans, they'd kill me.
You're right.
Oh, don't tell me they're bringing in...
TV cameras swing toward Henry as he steps out of the dugout and walks slowly to the mound. Henry's mom, Clark, and George find empty seats.
Well, after a shaky outing yesterday, Martinella's showing confidence in the rookie by bringing him in.
Martinella hesitantly gives Henry the ball and walks back to the dugout.
I gotta be out of my mind.
Now in Carson's office.
We at Pepsi really think Henry could be the choice of a new generation.
If Henry can show Pepsi that he's a winner, we'll sign him.
Fisher nods.
Oh, God.
Henry's pitch hits a batter in the ribs.
Take your base!
Sorry! It's okay.
Bet you that hurt.
Here we go again.
Go talk to him, Chen. Please.
What do you want me to say?
You've been working with him. Talk to him.
Stedman heads out.
Oh, jeez.
Henry's mom stares and starts to smile.
Oh, man, he gets to talk to Chip Stedman.
Whoa, what a lucky guy.
Don't listen to him, Hank. He's a loser.
What are you doing out here?
What am I supposed to do?
Deal from your have to.
My what?
What are you...
The have to.
Are you speaking English?
The have to is what you use when you're afraid.
Okay,
you got it? Listen to me.
Okay.
Everybody is half win and half lose.
Okay.
The lose half is afraid.
Right.
The winning half is fearless.
Fearless, right.
The have to is inside. It's where the fear lives.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Could you start over again?
Let's play ball!
The have to. Let's see it.
Stedman grins and heads back to the dugout.
The have to. What the heck was I talking about?
What the heck was he talking about?
So what'd you tell him? You wouldn't understand.
The next batter for the Giants stands ready at the plate.
Come on, kid, earn your paycheck!
Henry goes from the stretch.
Just breathe, baby, come on! Oh, no!
He covers his face. A fielder grabs the ground ball and throws to second for one. It's relayed to first for two.
I got it!
What a sweet little double play that was!
Stan Oakey jogs over to Henry with the ball. Henry slowly drops his glove from his face. Oakey tosses him the ball.
Way to pitch.
Huh?
That's two!
Henry blinks, then starts to smile.
Cool.
And believe it or not, Henry's one out away from back-to-back saves.
Another batter steps in.
There we go now.
The catcher signals fastball.
All right, Hank, got some cheese, bud. Got some big, stinky cheese.
A swing and a miss.
He throws a strike. for the first time in his professional career.
Hey, hey, here you go, kid, here you go, here you go.
You looking good, Mike, you looking good.
Come on, let's settle down now, son.
Oki and the other infielders get ready. Another whiff.
Boy, that had some heat on it.
Fans clap and cheer.
All right, bring him out of there now.
Henry blows on his finger like it's a smoking gun.
Finish him off, Hank. We get the Pepsi contract.
Go, Henry, come on.
Clean his nose.
Now in slow motion, Henry sets, winds, and deals. The batter swings and whiffs again. The ball rockets into the catcher's mitt and knocks him over. All the Cubs crowd around Henry congratulating him.
Hey, you see the kid? I never doubted him for a minute. Hey, way to go, runner mucker!
Stedman gives Henry a grim look and heads for the locker room. Meanwhile, Fisher and Jack Bradfield shake hands.
Cha-ching, Jack.
And with that, Rowan Gardner extends the Cubs to their longest winning streak of the season. 2.
The entire stadium is filled with cheering fans. Later in the locker room, Chet Stedman glances over at Henry. While unbuttoning his shirt, Henry notices a baseball stuffed in the pocket of his jeans on a locker hook. He picks it up. It's autographed, Rocket. He looks over at Chet with a grateful smile. Chet gazes back at Henry without expression, then haltingly looks away. Later, Henry walks out onto the empty, lighted field. His mom, Clark, and George sit in the stands.
Hey! Rowan Gardner! You suck! Come on down, guys!
The two boys join Henry on the field.
I got an outfield!
A buddy!
They run onto the diamond and play pretend baseball. George pitches to Clark. Cubs players in their street clothes watch the kids.
Think they'll let us play?
Base! I touched the base! It's imaginary base!
Chet comes out of the dugout and stands near Henry's mom.
Hi. I'm Henry's mom.
Hi, Henry's mom.
Oh, so, sorry. It's Mary. I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary. Chet.
I know.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
They watch as Clark pretends to pitch to Henry.
Thanks for whatever you said to him out there.
She smiles shyly at him.
He's a good kid. You must have a heck of a mom.
She nods. Chet grins. On the field, the three friends chase and tackle each other. Another day. At the airport, Brickma guides Henry through a crowd of reporters.
Come on! Hey, don't worry, Miss Rowan Gardner. We'll take good care of him!
Do everything Mr. Brickma says, honey. We love you! See you in 10 days!
Bye.
Don't forget to eat your vegetables!
Get plenty of rest!
Sunscreen!
She tosses the lotion high in the air right to him.
Hey! Your mom's got a pretty good arm! I ain't seen the floater pitch in Scuffy McGee! Bye!
Bye!
So long!
Bye!
George smirks.
Let's go back to our dull lives and search for meaning.
Later.
Baseball is 162 grueling games played in more than a dozen cities. Now on the field, we conserve our energy. On the road, we conserve our food.
Food?
Everywhere we go, there's free food. Well, this cake, for example. Now, I wrap it up in my vomit bag, I take it back to the hotel, put it on ice, and in the morning, voila! Breakfast! Conservation, Henry. Managing resources. That is the key to baseball!
He sends his tray flying.
Brickma! I'll be right back.
He gets up. From across an aisle, Chet looks at Henry.
Hey, rookie. Come here.
Henry takes his food tray and sits next to Chet.
Have a seat.
All right.
What'd you get?
Chicken fingers.
How are they?
Good. How about you?
One of the best Salisbury steaks I've ever had in my life. You want some?
Sure.
Chet saws off a piece.
Thanks for signing that baseball.
Do me a favor. Don't call me Rocket.
Why?
Because I'm not the Rocket anymore.
Yeah, I don't get it. You're throwing so slow.
Well, thank you very much.
No. I mean, didn't the surgery fix your shoulder?
I don't know what my shoulder will do if I heat it up again.
Their United Airlines plane comes in for a landing on a sunny runway. Later, a bellhop carries Henry's luggage and a basket of food into a hotel room.
This is your room, Mr. Rowan Gartner.
We get our own rooms?
Yep.
This is great.
Well, if you need anything, I'll be right next door, okay?
The door between their rooms closes by itself.
Sorry, your door seems to be malfunctioning. I'll get housekeeping up here.
Thank you.
The bellhop grins eagerly.
Nice guy.
Brickma checks his watch.
The bus leaves at 11 o'clock sharp.
11 o'clock, I'll be there.
Punctuality, Henry. Without it, time stands still.
All right.
Later.
You found out where she lives? Well, did she say anything about me? No, really.
In his room, Brickma stuffs a wad of tobacco in his mouth and checks his watch. Next door, Henry looks at his clock.
I gotta go. Bye.
He leaves. Meanwhile, Brickma opens his room's connecting door.
Henry?
Henry's door is locked.
Henry!
His door swings shut, trapping him between the two.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He's mushed in a space only a foot wide.
Need help. Need help now.
September in Chavez Ravine, Los Angeles, California, and our beloved Cubbies are just 3 games behind the New York Mets with 15 games left to play.
Henry blows strike 3 past a swinging batter. With a big smile, he runs for the Cubs dugout.
Billy, how's your hand?
Stinks.
Did you hear that? You made his hand sting. You made his hand sting. You were throwing. Hey, big guy. You good for another inning?
You betcha, Sally baby.
Good. You're on deck.
Huh?
You're up after Fern.
Huh?
Henry's jaw drops.
You can't let him bat.
He's got to learn sometime.
Sweet meat pies. Rowan Gardner's going to bat. Oh, I hope the little fella knows what he's doing.
Stay low.
Yeah, and?
And don't get killed.
Fern strikes out.
You're on. Oh, just take one bat. One bat. Stay low.
Wearing a too large batting helmet, Henry shuffles toward the plate. Fern stares at him.
Go on, what you got, kid?
In her flower shop, Henry's mom watches the game on TV.
They're gonna let him bat?
Henry approaches the batter's box. The crowd goes wild, clapping for him. The Dodgers pitcher, a big burly guy, stares in as Henry holds up his bat, swallows nervously, and glances at Chet in the dugout.
Put it in my wheelhouse. Come on, give me something that I can hit.
Put the step in the box, son. Step up to the plate.
Henry looks down and takes a tiny step forward, so he's just barely in the batter's box and still 4 feet away from home plate. Henry's mom stares at her TV screen.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, 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 oh my God. You almost killed him, you stupid mother
of God in heaven.
Henry sits up slowly. His teammates yell at the pitcher.
Cool it.
Henry stands and gives Chet a nervous look. Chet shrugs. Again, Henry steps into the far corner of the batter's box.
Play ball!
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh!
He's got no strike zone!
You big ugly piece of shit!
Hang in there, Henry.
Come on, Henry, all right.
Henry gets up again and faces the next pitch.
Yo!
He looks away.
Oh! Hit him!
Call strikes! Who cares how short he is? Let's go!
Counter it, Hank!
Keep your eyes open! Stay low!
Henry swallows, licks his lips, and waits. The pitcher winds up and throws.
Awful!
Henry swings.
Take your base!
Take my base?
Come on, he swung at the ball.
All right!
Whoa!
All right!
Hank took a rip at that one, but the ump had already made the call, and he's on his way to first.
Is this going to take much longer?
She waves the customer away. Henry grins with delight as he reaches first base.
Let's go, Suarez!
Henry takes a lead.
Hey, pitcher!
He starts dancing.
Pitcher!
Hey, pitcher! You got something hanging out of your nose!
The pitcher wipes his nose and throws to first. Henry dives back.
He hit him too hard.
He was just trying to make the tag.
Henry steps off the base.
Can't get me.
Safe.
Can't get me.
Hey, kid. Safe.
Ain't close.
The first baseman throws back to the pitcher. Henry takes another lead.
Hey, pitcher. Pitcher's got a big butt.
The pitcher makes a wild throw and the first baseman can't get it. Henry gets up from his slide and starts running.
Rowan Gardner's going for second!
Go, go, go!
A fielder chases the ball and picks it up.
Go! Good!
Slide! Slide!
Henry slides head first.
Yeah! Yes!
Now Henry dances off second.
Pitcher! Nanny, nanny, nanny! You can't get me!
This is killing me. It's making me crazy.
Hey, we want a pitcher, not an underwear snitcher.
Get back!
The burly pitcher sets and delivers.
Figueroa now hits Suarez in the back.
That one's for you, kid.
He points and glares at Henry, who stops smiling and walks back to the base.
Easy, kid.
Now Henry wiggles his hips.
Nanny, nanny, nanny.
The batter hits a deep drive. Henry watches it go. Henry starts running with Suarez right behind him.
They're running!
Run!
An outfielder heaves the ball from the warning track as they round third.
Moving!
This is as fast as I go!
They slide into home just under the tag.
Save!
Yeah!
Can do it all!
Yeah. Woo. Yes! Oh.
Henry's mom hits her head on a lamp. Now a series of quick scenes. Henry and his teammates hurry gaily down an airport up escalator. In his office, Fisher and his assistant cackle over sales numbers. In the L.A. hotel, a maid discovers Phil Brickma between the connecting doors, his arm stuck like he's knocking. At home, a gloomy George reads a Sports Illustrated that has Henry on the cover. Henry and Chet Stedman talk and laugh together. At the airport, Brickma, in his brown polyester outfit, jogs down the escalator. In Fisher's office, a slickly dressed Jack Bradfield signs a Pepsi contract and shakes the Pepsi guy's hand. Three batters strike out, swinging against Henry. Bobby Bonilla, Pedro Guerrero, and Barry Bonds. Bonds whistles appreciatively. Fans cheer in a sports bar. In the Chicago airport, a crowd of reporters greets the Cubs team. Henry's mom jumps up and down, trying to get a glimpse of her son.
Hey, you're 1 out of 10 to go. How's it going to turn out?
Hey, we're the Cubs. You never know.
How does it feel to be outpitched by a 12-year-old?
I don't care who outpitches me, so long as we get the ring.
Chet sees Henry's mom jumping up and down. He grabs Henry's hand and pulls him through the crowd.
Hello.
They join Henry's mom and run off. The herd of reporters and photographers follows them as they flee, laughing down a long concourse. Bursting through an exit door, they pile into a waiting limousine and drive off.
Oh, you just dropped me off at the next terminal. I'll get a cab.
No way. We'll take you home.
That's okay.
No, no, really. I mean, we have this whole huge limousine that Mr. Fish gave us. I'm sure the driver will give you a ride home.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
The limousine cruises along the airport roadway and heads for the city.
Hey, how about a cocktail?
Oh, please.
All right. Club soda?
Yeah.
All right. How about you?
Where'd you learn to do this?
The road, babe. How about you?
Club soda, babe.
Okay.
She glances at Chet and laughs as Henry pours two glasses of Perrier.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks for the ride.
My pleasure.
Love is lovelier the second time around.
Henry, what are you doing?
Nothing. I happen to like this music.
Just as wonderful.
He's turning into a regular social giant.
They look shyly at each other. In a nightclub, Mr. Carson dances with a young woman. She boogies down to the floor.
Where did she go?
Not like a little pen and fever to get the juices going.
Mr. Carson sure can throw a party.
Welcome to life in the fast lane, Henry. It's the road less traveled. Sometimes you just gotta put the pedal to the metal and just live the fantasy. Rock and roll.
Later, Henry's mom and Chet slow dance.
Oh, he's a pretty good student. He could pay more attention to his homework, that's for sure.
Is there anything he doesn't do well?
He doesn't slow dance.
Ow!
Oh. It makes two of us.
No, you're good. You know, maybe if you just let go a little.
Like this?
He draws her to him, cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
Nearby, Jack Bradfield watches them angrily.
Let me show you how to enjoy all the lights and the bells and the whistles. And remember now, it's all free.
They gaze at two beautiful women talking nearby. Brickma turns to Henry.
Shall we?
Henry beams as the crew-cut Brickma swaggers over to the women.
Excuse me, ladies?
One lady stifles a laugh. The other smiles down at Henry.
Excuse me?
They step aside.
Thank you.
From a pinball machine.
Oh, boy, Larry, pinball!
Come on, baby, purr!
Meanwhile, Chet and Mary hold each other close as they slow dance. Jack sulks at the bar nearby, watching them over his drink. Larry Fisher joins him.
How you doing, Jack?
Believe this? A little bit of competition, huh?
I've been talking to the Yankees. They want to buy the kid. For $25 million.
Buy him.
Buy him!
He's a kid.
The Cubs own him.
And as his manager, you get 10%, which translates into $2.5 million.
He takes out some papers.
If you can get Mary to sign the contract. You'll be in New York living like a king. And I think this could be a very good time to relocate.
He glances at Chet and Mary. Jack nods soberly.
I'll do it.
But you gotta do something for me.
Name it.
You gotta get rid of Chet Stedman.
Fisher frowns, then starts to smile. He and Jack drink a toast. Now, by the lake, George angrily chucks rocks into the water. He stomps over to where Clark is painting the inside of their boat.
Where is he?
He'll be here.
He thinks he's so cool. He should be working on the boat.
George.
Why do you always defend him?
What? All I said was the word George.
Forget it.
Meanwhile, Henry sits at a piano for a Pepsi ad.
From the top, everybody. And more smoke.
Playback.
You know when it's right.
You know when you feel it, baby. You hold it, you hear it, you taste it, it's right.
Diet Pepsi,
You got the right one, baby.
I'm sorry, what was that last line again? If it's irresistibly hypothetically analogical.
His mom and Jack sit nearby.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Hey, I need you to sign something.
What is this?
Henry's contract.
With his pen, she signs the paper. Jack smiles briefly and holds Mary's hand. She stares at him.
What do you think of New York?
What?
I need you to be more sexy.
How much longer is this going to take?
Later that day, Henry races through the woods toward the lake. He reaches the clearing where they keep the boat.
Hey!
George glares at him.
Well, look who finally decided to show up!
George!
They kept me there for hours. You think I like doing that?
I don't know. Do you?
Look, I'm sorry. Let's just work on the boat and forget it.
Okay.
No! I'm not gonna work on the boat just because you say to.
What, I'm supposed to work on it by myself?
Great idea! Work on it yourself, Mr. Superstar!
What?
The only reason you're playing for the Cubs is because you broke your stupid arm!
Guys!
Shut up!
Come on! Come on! Stop! You guys are friends!
Come on!
Stop it! Come on, you guys, stop!
Get off of me!
Stop it now!
Shut up! I told you to shut up!
They roll in the dirt, pushing and tackling each other. George grabs Henry.
Stop! I hate
stop!
You!
On a gray afternoon at Wrigley Field, rain drenches the infield tarp and the rows of empty seats. In the locker room, a gloomy Henry plays a handheld video game. Chet watches him.
That's gonna make you stupid. I guess it already did.
Stedman.
Yeah?
Get in here.
Oh, maybe I'll get my big bonus.
Henry keeps playing. Chet heads upstairs to an office. Martinello waits at the open door.
Inside.
Sitting at a desk is Fisher, his arms crossed.
Oh, boy. Sit down, Chet.
No, thanks.
The franchise is tired of waiting for your arm to come around. Isn't that true, Sal?
Sal meets Chet's gaze uncomfortably.
So, you're gonna sit out the rest of the season on the bench, and then we're releasing you.
Chet stares at Fisher, his jaw trembling. In the locker room, Henry still sits glumly as Chet comes in.
Get dressed. I'm taking you home. Come on, now!
Outside, they get into Chet's gold Corvette. Henry looks at him.
What's the matter?
Henry, don't take this game too seriously. Because one day it's going to be over. Your gift will be gone. Don't forget that.
He gazes heavily at Henry, who nods in return. At Henry's house, Jack speaks on the phone as Henry comes in.
Oh, no, I promise we'll be there. Thank you. Thanks. I had a limo waiting for you at the stadium to take you to the photo shoot. Now, where were you?
Chet gave me a ride home.
Chet Stedman? I am so sick of hearing about Chet Stedman!
Take it easy.
You take it easy. Now, you got 15 minutes to get there. Go get ready.
I'm not going.
You're not going? You are going.
I'm going to play with my friends.
You can't just blow off a photo shoot to go out and play.
Get out of my face, Jack!
Don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you! You show me some respect!
You're not my father.
That's right, I'm not your father. Chet Stedman's not your father. In fact, your mother probably doesn't even know who your father is. Your father's some guy who left town.
That is enough!
Mary,
I thought you were in the shower.
How could you say that?
Mary.
Get out of my house. I never want to see you near us again.
Well, you're going to be seeing me. You're going to be seeing a lot of me. Because we're moving to New York together.
What?
Henry's been sold to the Yankees.
They sold me?
You can't do that.
Of course I can. I'm the manager. I make the decisions.
He is my son.
He's my client.
What? You are nuts.
I brought in Reebok. I brought in Pepsi.
Stay away from him.
He's half mine.
She punches him out the door and down the steps.
All right, Mom.
She takes Jack's bag from the entryway and whips it at him.
Don't forget your purse.
It didn't even hurt, okay?
About your father?
Yeah?
Your father Okay. When I was a teenager...
Mom, I know about Dad.
What?
I know that he left you when you were pregnant with me.
How did you know that?
Grandma told me when I was in second grade.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I thought you liked telling me stories about him. About how he was a great baseball player and all.
Henry, I'm sorry. I just wanted you to have someone you could look up to.
I do.
She kisses his cheek. By the lake, Clark and George shove their newly completed motorboat with a crate of junk food in it into the water. Coming out of the woods, Henry watches them.
Hey.
They turn from the boat and stand looking at Henry. He shoves his hands in his pockets and gazes back. Turning away, Clark and George go back to launching the boat. Finally, it slides free of the mud and into the water. Steadying the boat, they look back at Henry.
So are you coming?
Henry smiles.
Yeah!
Thick smoke spews from the boat's motor as they head out onto the wide blue lake. Standing up, George switches places with Clark to take a turn steering. Now Henry moves back. They spot Becky, Tiffany, and Edith on a crowded beach. They wave excitedly at the girls. Becky grins, Tiffany giggles. Behind them, Edith smiles shyly. Later, all six of them sit in couples as the boat tools around the lake. Henry and George high-five each other. Henry splashes Becky sitting next to him, then the others. In the stern, Clark puts his arm around the soaked Edith. Becky turns to Henry. They grin happily at each other. Later, Henry comes home.
Hey!
Hey.
He gives his mom a hug and kiss.
Hey.
Mom, there's something we gotta talk about.
Evening in Carson's office at Wrigley Field.
You know, we could actually win the division today.
Yeah, that's great, Uncle Bob.
Sir, the Rongartners are here.
Henry and his mom come in.
Henry, you should be suiting up.
Well, Henry had something he'd like to talk to you about, Mr. Carson.
Oh?
I'm not going to be back next season.
What? Why? I mean, you're the best thing that happened to baseball since Cracker Jacks.
No, I love the Cubs, and I love baseball. But there's other things I want to do first.
Carson smiles warmly.
I respect that. Oh, Henry, we sure gonna miss you around here.
Yeah, it's been great. There's just one thing I don't understand.
What's that?
Why'd you want to sell me to the Yankees?
What? Sell you to the Yankees?
Yeah, I heard that Mr. Fish wanted to
sell me. Look, there was just spec, Uncle Bob. Nothing final.
You better get out there, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I'm going down to the field level and watch you win us the division.
Yes, sir.
Soon as I take care of a little business.
Mr. Fish cringes.
Yes!
Meanwhile, in the Cubs locker room, the players suit up for the game. As Chet sadly packs up his gloves, Martinella appears.
Chet, you gonna win it for me today?
What?
You're starting.
Chet turns and stares at him.
What do you mean I'm starting? Big game like this, I gotta go with experience. Even if it is you. Sal.
Hey, guys. Chet's got the ball.
Sal.
Are you ready?
Let's go,
Sal.
Players slap Chet on the shoulder as they go out. He plops down on a stool.
Hey, you're starting.
Yeah, I'm shaking like a rookie.
Don't worry about it. It's just the biggest game of your life.
I know.
Come on.
He yanks Chet up. Left alone, Phil Brickma looks up from his video game.
Hey! Ooh. Forgot my lucky seeds.
He goes into the supply cage. Behind him, its metal door starts to slide and locks.
Oh, boy.
Outside, lights illuminate the field. In the broadcast booth, an assistant signals Cliff Murdoch.
This is it, folks. This is what it's all about. One game. There is no tomorrow. This is for the whole Magilla, for the whole ball of wax. For the whole kit and caboodle, for the whole enchilada, the whole shooting match, this is for all the marbles, the division championship. The loser goes home a loser. The winner moves on to the World Series. I can't believe it. I've been waiting my whole life to say those words, you know, because I've said the word before, but never like World Series, and I'm on the air. We'll be right back.
The Cubs crowd around their manager.
All right, listen up, listen up. All right now, this is the big one. Chet's on the hill.
Hooray!
Back him up.
Yes!
Breja!
Let's go!
As the Cubs run out onto the diamond, the fans jump to their feet, clapping and cheering. Mr. Carson claps joyously next to Henry's mom, George, and Clark. The leadoff batter for the New York Mets comes to the plate. The umpire signals to Chet.
Play ball!
On the mound, Chet looks in for the sign. The catcher gives two fingers, then one. Chet nods and grips the ball. Henry watches nervously from the dugout. Chet goes into his windup and pitches. A swing and a miss. The catcher shakes out his glove hand. Chet flashes a grin. George pumps his arms. Chet whines and throws. Another whiff.
Yes, 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 yes.
Keep it up, big guy.
Chet gets the sign from the catcher, winds up, and lets fly. Another swing and a miss. The crowd goes wild. Grinning, Henry points at Chet. Chet gives him a thumbs up.
Stedman's heating it up like the days of yore, when men were men and that's another story.
In the locker room, Brickma desperately shakes the chain-link cage door. Later in the game, the Cubs have runners on second and third. The Mets pitcher delivers.
And Mullen! one, slashes one on the left. That's going to bring around two runs.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cubs in the dugout cheer wildly as the runners scamper home and high-five each other. Henry's mom whistles.
Yeah! All right!
Mr. Carson waves to a passing hot dog vendor.
Hot dog, yeah.
Four hot dogs, please.
All right, sir, coming right up.
There you are. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What are you kidding, Mac? You're $11 short.
They're $3 a piece.
$3 for a hot dog?
Meanwhile, the Mets pitcher throws to the next batter, who swings and misses. That ends the inning, and Chet gets up to pitch.
Come on, strike him out, okay?
Watch this. Here we go.
Strike him all out.
Here we go. Let's go, boy.
Right. Come on, Rockets!
Later, Chet stands on the mound and looks in for the sign.
Stedman's in a little bit of trouble with a runner on second.
All right, get him out, get him out.
Chet checks the runner and pitches. A deep fly ball. Chet grabs his shoulder and winces in pain. The ball lands between two outfielders. They chase it and throw it back, but the run scores easily.
Cubman gets a stand-up double and cuts the Cub lead to 2-1, Cubs!
Sweat drips from Chet's face as he looks over to Henry. Henry gazes at him sadly. Meanwhile, in the upper deck, Fisher wears a vendor's uniform.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Get them hot.
Later.
Stedman is really laboring. One run is in. And after the wild pitch, Goodman is on third with two away.
Chet looks in as the batter takes eager practice swings. Chet goes to the set, glances at the runner, and pitches. The ball sails up and inside.
Aboard! Take your base!
In the dugout, Martinella fidgets impatiently.
Chet! I'm gonna take you out!
One more.
No!
Give me one more.
He stares urgently at Sal, his lip trembling.
Look, one more!
Henry breathes a sigh of relief. Chet gives Henry a long, tense look, then faces the next batter. The catcher signals three fingers, then two. Chet shakes his head. Then a one-finger fastball signal, and he nods. Fans wave their fists as they chant. With two outs, the Mets runners take leads from first and third. Chet goes to the set and carefully checks both runners. He glances at Henry, who anxiously holds up a finger, one more. Chet's lip trembles. He winds up and pitches. He clutches his shoulder in agony. As the batter hits the ball, his bat shatters and the ball dribbles weakly toward the mound. In slow motion, the batter runs toward first and Chet scrambles for the ball. The runner on third can't decide whether to go for home. Chet scoops up the ball and pulls his arm back to throw, then stops in pain. At home plate, the catcher waits, staring between Chet and the runner. The runner breaks for home. With the ball in his glove, Chet runs desperately toward home. Henry yells, "Go!" Martinella and the catcher urge Chet on. Henry's mom cheers. The runner glances fearfully at the approaching Chet and goes into a head-first slide. Chet dives forward and tags him at the plate.
Yeah! He's on at home!
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yeah! Yeah!
Fine!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Stedman makes a game-saving out, keeping the Cubs ahead by one!
Chet's teammates help him up and congratulate him.
Yes!
In the dugout, Sal runs up to him.
Wow!
Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
You gave me six great innings. I'm saving you for the playoffs.
No, I mean I'm done. I felt the arm go.
He looks wearily at Sal.
You let me finish the season before you take my job, won't you?
Hey! Oh, you're the greatest, Rocket.
Henry gives Chet a big hug.
Ron Gardner, you're going in.
He walks away.
What do you call me?
Henry steps onto the mound and confidently squeezes the rosin bag. He smiles excitedly, basking in the attention. The first batter steps to the plate, waves his bat, and waits. In the stands, Henry's mom, George, Clark, and Mr. Carson clap and chant. Henry grips the ball firmly, winds, and throws. Three pitches and three whiffs. Later, he pitches to three more batters who all go down swinging. As each scoreless Mets inning passes, another zero goes up on the scoreboard. Batters keep striking out, spinning around off balance as they try to hit Henry's fastball. Grinning, Henry jogs back to the dugout. His mom, George, and Clark stand cheering.
I know so.
Let's play the ball! Let's play the ball! Yeah!
With two outs, Oakie steps in, hoping to bring in the runner.
The pitch comes. Oakie smacks a line drive, but the shortstop makes a diving catch.
Stab.
Fans boo as the Mets run off the field.
The Cubbies are one inning away from the division championship, completing the most improbable season in baseball history.
Hey, you're on. One more inning.
One inning, Henry.
Okay, please get us through this inning, and I'll never ask you for anything else as long as I live. Please, please.
Okay, but this is the last time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Henry steps out of the dugout.
It appears nothing can stop Rowan Gardner now.
The ball lies in the grass near the mound. Henry's headed right for it.
Just one more! Come on now! Be careful!
Henry turns and slips on the ball. In slow motion, he swoops up into the air, his arms and legs flailing wildly. He puts out his right hand to break his fall and lands heavily on his arm. Everyone in the stadium gapes. Henry lies still.
Get up, kid!
Are you okay?
Henry's eyes open, and he struggles to his feet. He waves at Sal.
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
Henry's mom breathes a nervous sigh of relief.
Oh, this kid is making me crazy.
Henry frowns as he stretches his arm. The catcher crouches behind home plate.
All right, Henry, let's warm up.
Henry goes into the windup and pitches. The ball bounces several feet in front of the plate. Henry gapes.
What was that? You all right?
He throws the ball back.
I'm fine. Fine.
Henry shakes his arm, then stares at it in horror.
Oh, no. It's gone.
Watching him, his mom gapes.
Oh, no.
Play ball!
Henry slowly turns toward the plate.
All right, here we go now.
The entire crowd is on its feet. Henry looks around desperately. The catcher signals with one finger for a fastball. Henry shakes his head. Again, one finger, another shake, a third angry finger, and a third urgent shake.
What are you doing?
Henry lobs it in.
What the hell is he doing?
What?
Well, not his best stuff. Ball one.
The catcher gives the sign. One finger. Henry waggles his head emphatically.
Come on, Henry. We're playing around.
Henry lobs it.
There's another ball.
Martinella looks ready to cry. Henry's mom looks down sadly.
Zoom it in there, Henry. Zoom it.
The catcher shakes his head.
I have no idea.
Henry, throw the ball hard!
Henry tosses it again.
Ball!
Come on, Henry!
Come on, strike him out!
Rollin' Grutter! Come on!
The catcher spreads his arms in frustration.
What do you want to do now?
Henry lobs another one.
Ball four! Take your base!
Sal bursts into tears.
What's that kid doing out there?
I don't know, Cliff.
Fans flap their arms in disgust as Henry gathers his teammates.
Come here! Come here! Bring it in! Get in here! Bring it in! Bring it in!
The Cubs fielders cluster around Henry on the mound.
Listen, my arm, it's gone! No, listen, I can't throw hard anymore! No, I can't throw hard anymore!
Well, what are we gonna do?
I have a plan! All right, let's hear it!
They all run back to their positions.
The meeting's over, and here we go!
At first base, Stan Oakey smiles at the runner, Arnold. Behind Oakey's back, we see the ball hidden in his glove. On the mound, Henry turns casually toward first. Arnold takes a lead, watching him. Something white peeks out of Henry's glove. Grinning, he tosses it in the air. It's the rosin bag. Arnold stares.
Gotcha.
Arnold jumps back toward first, where Oakey tags him with the ball.
You're out!
All right!
The hidden ball trick!
Oh! Yeah! Come on, yeah!
Excited.
Oakey does a dance.
Henry! Yes, it's one!
I can't believe he fell over that.
Great job, kid.
Come on! Throw the heat! Throw the heat!
Cut the funky teeth!
The catcher holds his arm out to the side.
Richards calls for the intentional walk! Again!
Henry tosses the first ball outside.
Oh, I'm gonna kill it!
Sal!
No, let him go! Let him go! Get over here! Just have faith! Let him go!
He's playing stick ball!
Henry lobs another outside pitch.
All three!
Yeah! I'm gonna kill him!
Henry! No, easy, Jeff! Let him go! Just have faith, Jeff!
Henry throws ball four.
Take your base!
Why did he walk in?
He could have struck him out!
Oh, boy.
Nervously, Henry turns toward White, the runner on first. White looks at Oakey.
I'm not going for the hidden ball trick either.
I don't have the ball.
On the mound, Henry lets the ball drop. It rolls a few feet away.
What are you doing, kid?
I dare you to run.
What? What are you talking about?
I double dare you.
He kicks it closer to first.
Hey, cut it out. Let's play some ball here.
What's the matter?
He picks it up.
Chicken?
Hey, I'm not chicken. Cut it out.
Henry flaps his elbows like wings.
What's this?
Henry tosses the ball in the air and catches it. White scurries back to the bag where Oakey stares at him.
Stop it!
You should have run! Gee, I guess you really are chicken.
I'm not a chicken, you're the chicken.
No, you're a chicken.
No, you're the chicken.
Chicken, back, 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 back.
No, you are the chicken.
You're the biggest chicken I ever seen.
You throw the ball up real high. I dare you. See how chicken you are.
All right, but it's the last time.
White stares at him and takes a big lead. Henry glances up, then rears back and pretend throws it high in the air. White heads for second, and Henry sprints to cut him off.
Go!
Henry tags him. The Cubs high-five each other. White kicks the dirt.
He got him! Come away!
All right, kid, you do it! Anything goes!
As Henry jogs back to the mound, his mom jumps for joy.
Yes!
Henry beams at her, then turns to look at the next batter. His jaw drops. It's Hato the Huge.
Remember me, kid?
Oh, my God.
Holy goosebumps. Not Hato.
It's Hato!
Hato scuffs the dirt with his cleats. He twists the bat handle between gloved hands, grinding out sawdust. Muscles bulge in his forearms. He bares his teeth.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Now throw the heat! Burn it in there! Burn his head off!
Last ball.
Henry shakes his head at the catcher.
You can't hit your fastball.
Henry swallows nervously, winds up, and pitches a slow one. Hato takes a huge cut and misses.
Steal it!
Henry grins at his mom.
That's it, kid? What, are you kidding me? Come on, give me it!
Henry sets and delivers.
Ow! See ya!
He launches a fly ball down the left field line. Everyone stares.
Go foul, go foul.
Stay fair!
Go foul, go foul!
Stay fair, stay fair!
Go foul, go foul!
It's fair!
It's foul!
It's fair!
It's foul!
Go foul! Foul. Please go foul!
No, no, no!
The ball soars out just left of the pole.
Ball, ball!
Foul!
Hato slams down his bat.
You were wrong again, Ernie! Hey, kid, you got nothing. I know it, and you know it. You're mine.
Henry fearfully turns away.
Oh, God. What do I do?
Taking off his cap for a moment, he rubs his head anxiously. In the stands, his mom gazes softly, steadily at him. As he slides his fingers back into his glove, he notices an old piece of white tape stuck inside. As he peels it back, his mom starts to smile. Underneath the tape is the name Mary. His mother's eyes sparkle with tears as she watches him. Frowning, Henry stares up at her. She smiles and nods.
Yeah. Mom? It was you?
It was me.
Henry smiles in wonder.
Floated.
She gently lifts her hand in the air.
Floated.
A grin spreads over Henry's face. They share a last tender look, and Henry turns toward home plate.
Henry! One more!
One more! One more.
Everything is riding on this pitch.
Hato digs in at the plate, and Henry faces him with a relaxed grin.
What are you smiling at, kid?
Nothing.
Hato waves his bat menacingly. His teeth clenched, he glares out at Henry. In slow motion, Henry grips the ball, takes a big step forward, and lofts a graceful underhand pitch high into the air. All watch as the ball arcs through the night. Martinella curses. Cliff Murdoch gapes. George and Clark stare, speechless. The ball starts to come down. Hato's eyes light up. His tongue hangs out, and he licks his lips. As Henry watches, Hato takes a huge swing and misses the ball. It lands gently in the catcher's glove.
You're out!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Ah! Oh, Henry! I love you!
Mr. Carson looks around in amazement.
Oh! Oh! We won the division! We won the division!
Hold it! Hold it! Yes!
Hato throws a tantrum in the dirt. Henry's teammates all run out onto the field and swarm around him, laughing and jumping in victory. In the booth, equipment sparks as Cliff and the others celebrate. On the field, players lift Henry on their shoulders. He throws his hands in the air and grins at his mom.
Yes, baby! Yes!
I love you.
Henry throws her the ball, and the scene changes to a Little League game where he leans over a fence to make a catch.
I got it!
He runs back in toward his overjoyed teammates. Chet Steadman, their coach, grins broadly.
Big hang!
Henry's teammates mob him. Clark and George run up too.
Yeah! Henry!
His mom comes over and gives him a great big hug. Chet watches proudly. Henry grins at us and thrusts his fist into the air. He wears a World Series championship ring. This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Michael Braden. Descriptions read by Wendy Sacchichini. Funding provided by the United States Department of Education. For a complete listing of DVS programs and services, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203. Credits roll. Cast: Thomas Ian Nicholas as Henry Rowengartner, Gary Busey as Chet Stedman, Albert Hall as Martinella, Amy Morton as Mary Rowengartner, Dan Hedaya as Larry Fish Fisher, Bruce Altman as Jack Bradfield, Eddie Bracken as Bob Carson, Robert Gorman as Clark, Patrick Lebrecht as George, Daniel Stern as Brickma, Colombe Jacobson-Durstein as Becky, Christy Davis as Tiffany, Tyler Ann Carroll as Edith, Tom Milanovich as Hado, Ross Lehman as Dr. Kirsten, John Gegenhuber as Durkin, James Ike Eichling as Little League coach, Joss Wagner as Little League fielder, Eric Vanderstoif as Windermere, James Andelin as the Wizard of Wrigley, Andrew Mark Berman as Ernie, Mark Duran as Richards, Cubs catcher, Neil Flynn as Okie, Cubs first baseman, E. Milton Wheeler as Suarez, Cubs second baseman, Sam Sanders as Fern, Cubs shortstop, Neil Fiala as Mullins, Cubs third baseman, W. Earl Brown as Frick, the bullpen catcher, Frank L. Wiltz as Peyton, Cubs pitcher, Barry L. Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, and Pedro Guerrero as the three big whiffers, Jerry Saslow and Mike Baccarella as bleacher bums, Don Forsten as Big Bum, Ken Earl as the Pepsi executive, Anthony Diaz Perez as the rude hot dog vendor, Mike Houlihan as Carson's hot dog vendor, Tim Stoddard as the Dodger pitcher, B.J. Sanabria as the chicken runner, Christian Mendez as the other Mets runner, Mike Daugherty as the Mets third base coach, Tony Howell as the surprised Expos runner, Blake Hammond as the screaming patient, Ian Gomez as the odd bellman, R.A. Bauer as the bellman, Matthew Dunn as the commercial director, Askia Bantu as Mr. Banks, Robert Hopper as the confused teacher, Peter Bankins as the flower shop customer, Cindy Becker as the receptionist, Dan Conway, Ron Beatty, Sonny Hikawa, and Al Joyner as press conference reporters, Christopher Howe and Karen L. Stevens as airport reporters, John Hilario and Michael Keeney as phys ed dweebs, Kimberly Dal Santo as kid autograph seeker, Philip J. Maxwell, Tom Brennan, Arnie Silberman, Larry Brelsford, Dave Slickenmeyer, and George H. Drenth as umpires. Cameo appearance by John Candy as Cliff Murdoch, Cubs commentator. Music by Bill Conti. Film editors Don Cambern, ACE, and Roger Gosnell. Production designer Stephen Jordan. Director of photography Jack N. Green, ASC. Executive producers Jack Brodsky and Irby Smith. Written by Sam Harper. Produced by Robert Harper. Directed by Daniel Stern. Major League Baseball logos licensed by Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Copyright 1993 by 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. All rights reserved. Produced and released by 20th Century Fox.